A band greeted folks as they arrived at Biddle Hall. Upon closer inspection, even the musicians weren't without political influence. They were wearing bright yellow Malcolm Graham for Congress t-shirts. Shamir Herder, a junior at JCSU, stopped to listen on her way in. She says she came to get to know the candidates, and she's looking for someone who stands out to her.
I just feel like as long as they speak with intelligence and actually like sound like they care and stand for leadership.
More specifically, she's looking for someone who will speak out about the cost of higher education. Inside the hall, Darrell Osborne takes a seat and looks over his program.
I would like to know whether or not they're going to address any of the areas of the Constitution of the United States, especially the area of domestic tranquility and the military.
Osborne, Herder, and the 100 or so other people who came to watch the debate got to hear from seven candidates. Crowded behind a table on stage were Democrats Alma Adams of Greensboro, George Battle of Charlotte, Marcus Brandon of High Point, Malcolm Graham of Charlotte, Curtis Osborne of Charlotte, and Rajiv Patel of Winston-Salem. The lone Republican, Vince Coakley of Charlotte, was wedged in the middle. This was the first debate for Rajiv Patel, a former mayor of the town of East Spencer. He hasn't campaigned much. Instead, he's mostly encouraged voters to check out his website. While the six other Democratic candidates politely agreed with each other on most issues, Patel was clearly the most demonstrative.
I want to change the face of poverty in the 12th district. I want to remove the stigma of the poorest district in North Carolina. Gridlock or not, I'll be a party of one because I am here and we are living it.
And Patel, a Vietnam veteran, says the government needs to do more to help veterans transition into civilian life.
I'm an advocate for the veteran because I am one. And I live it every day. Every day, nobody can advocate for a veteran and know where I am unless you've been where I've been.
The candidates all talked about their backgrounds. Curtis Osborne's story struck a chord with Darrell Osborne, no relation. Both served in the military, and Darrell Osborne says he learned they grew up in similar circumstances, too.
He stands out a lot. Plus, with him coming up in public housing, I didn't know that part, and I'm a product of public housing as well. So his background actually stands out.
Things got a little awkward for Republican Vince Coakley during the lightning round. Candidates were asked to raise their hands if they supported an issue. Several times, Coakley was booed by the mostly Democratic crowd as his hand stayed down as all the Democrats raised theirs, like on this question from panelist Rick Timms of the Charlotte Observer.
Requiring background checks for all commercial sales of guns.
Coakley clarified he's not against all background checks, but that those currently required are enough. On the issue of legalized recreational marijuana, the lone raised hand was Marcus Brandon's.
I'm the sponsor of the bill in North Carolina.
JCSU junior Shamir Herder, the student who wanted to hear the candidates discuss college tuition, was most impressed with that answer.
I feel like to take on that, because there's so many people against it, to take on that and to, you know, show that this is what I stand for and I'm not afraid to show that I stand for it, that was really good.
Herder seemed to be in the minority in the crowd. Many people came, minds made up, sporting campaign stickers and carrying signs to cheer on their candidate. The candidates and their supporters will have many more chances in the coming days to try to win over undecided voters. The primary election is May 6th. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.